At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
I enjoyed Biden as president. I mean, I didn't really get into details, but also I feel like there should be, hopefully no one takes this the wrong way, but I feel like when we're getting close to 80, we probably should not be in office. I feel like there needs to be a cutoff. You know, not saying that, not being, because I think it's called ageist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ageism. Not, you know, I mean, if you're capable, then yeah.
Yeah.
But there are some times I would watch his speeches or debates and I would be a little concerned. You know, because with my medical brain, I'm like, is he having a stroke? Is he blanking out? What's happening?
It's tough.
And then the other Mr. Trump, he comes off as a bully. Mm. And I don't think he's fit to run the country acting like that. Like his tweets, it's just a little out of hand. And I feel like America has lost its class. Ooh, we need the class back.
Yeah. I agree. And y'all, because y'all not old enough to remember, what the heck was it called? The Apprentice, his reality show.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Trump had a reality show called The Apprentice, where he would bring like celebrities and stuff on the show, and they would have to do like all these different tasks, whether it was like, and it was kind of like an entrepreneurial type. It was a cool show where they would give them tasks, and whatever team won the task, then they would get to stay another week. The other team, he would vote somebody off. Well, he would fire them. It was really ridiculous because he was a bully on the show. So, but they would like have to do like business plans and come up with campaigns and stuff like that. So it was really, really cool to watch him do it. But the way, like when you go into the boardroom, if you getting eliminated, you got to try to plead your case. And if he ain't like it, he fire you. So he's a reality star. So what he's doing now worked for him. This is what he did. Like he knows how to market. He's a genius in marketing. He knows exactly what to say, how to get people going. He knows he has that down pat. So what you see him is what he's always been. It's nothing changed. And I don't understand why anybody would want him back in office.
I don't either. I don't either. I mean, I don't, if you prefer him, that's fine.
Right.
I don't knock anybody,
yeah,
you know, for their preference, but we just need the class back. That's all I got to say about that.
And I agree when you said we need to just start from scratch.
Yeah, because these rules were made in what, 1700 something? Yeah, I don't think it's working anymore.
I don't know if it ever
did. Yeah,
it's bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I agree with the age. I think somebody said that they should at least change that word, the age. Right. It's the age that you have to be cut off, and because it's just not fair to have. It's, first of all, it's not fair for America to bully an older person because it was inevitable.
Yeah.
So yeah, they kind of set the man up for failure. It's just pretty bad.
Poor thing.
Yeah. And then we got old the Don. Oh God, help me.
But Harris, I was scrolling on TikTok and they cut all these pieces of her together, and she's always laughing. And I'm like, okay, this is nice. You know, she seems you know, very, very humorous. Mm. So I think it would be like a breath of fresh air. But then I feel like people would also not take her seriously.
I think, when she's, if you get to look at more of her stuff, because she used to be the attorney general in California, San Francisco, she used to be a prosecutor. You understand that she wasn't doing no laughing.
Right.
So they didn't play with her. the one thing I don't like that people keep spreading these, I'm glad I'm talking about this and I can say it on my show, that people spread this lie about her when it comes to when she was a prosecutor. And they say that she put all black men in jail for weed. It's not true. It's not true. If they actually go do research.
Yeah, people got to do their research.
I think it was 1,000 and something people that she convicted and she only put 45 men in jail for it. So they need to really stop with this narrative that she locked all these black men up in mass. Like, it's ridiculous. But, you know, anytime people get a chance to drag you, they will.
Oh, yeah. They hear information, run with it. Yeah, that's everywhere, that's unfortunately.
Media. Definitely social media.
Yeah.
Boy, you say the wrong word. Oh, God.
It's over with.
I'm happy that she's there and she's igniting it. I mean, I'm not endorsing anybody. I'm just happy that people have options now.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish one of them wasn't an option, but here we are. And we're about to see what happens.
Yeah, I was telling my friends, you know, I'm going to activate my rights. You know, I'm ready for 2028. I'll be a little bit older, but I'm ready for a new, you know, because his second term, if he gets elected, will be over, and we'll have something to, you know, really work with. Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. He's already done enough damage with the Supreme Court, so we need somebody in there to fix, to try to undo some of this stuff, because it's ridiculous.
Right.
And that's one of Kamala's big platforms is the Black maternal mortality rate and women's reproductive rights. So
okay.
It'd be great to see that kind of change and get it out of the hands of old white men. I want y'all to sit in there. That's just ridiculous. Like, what? Why are you telling me what I can do with my body? You can't even produce a baby.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's out of control. Yeah.
Oh, that's a whole nother conversation. Mm-hmm. The male perspective on what women can do.
Yeah. It's unacceptable.
I mean, we don't get to tell them what they can do.
No. With their nature, their natural things that they should, man, shut up. Anyway. Okay, y'all. Okay. I'm glad y'all had, like, I just wanted to hear the younger generation stance on government, because they always are vying for y'all vote. Mm-hmm. They say we gotta get the young base to vote.
Yeah, so. we do need to vote. I do think that's because I mean, what, I'm 23 now. Yeah. So I'm basically a 5-year-old adult, and I feel like that's what I call myself. That's funny. I call myself a 5-year-old adult.
Like that. Mimi, you won.
So you're a toddler. I'm in kindergarten. We're still learning things, but yeah, I feel like we definitely need to exercise our rights as a younger generation, because you know, things will change, you know, as, you know, older people start to you know, leave this earth and new ones start to come on. So
things are going to change for y'all. Like this is stuff y'all gonna need. So
yeah.
They picked the wrong generation to be adult.
Ooh, child. Y'all won't give a damn. Y'all going to do whatever it takes, which is good. That's what they need. That's why we have these younger women in Congress now, too, that are like, they taking them aback, because they're like, whoa, she said that? Yeah, because they're not playing with y'all.
Yeah, because Candace Owens, have you seen any of her video? Firecracker.
Ooh, Candace is inflammatory.
I stand with some things that she says, but she gets on people's necks.
She definitely holds people accountable. Whether you agree with her or not, she's gonna hold you accountable for whatever it is you did. Yeah.
Yeah, she was on the stage, you know, 8 months pregnant, just coming for people. And I'm like, goodness gracious. Yeah,
she knows how to get them views. But her and Senator Jasmine Crockett, oh my God, I love her. I love her down. You got AOC.
Yep,
her, AOC. And Ayanna Pressley, like, they are just igniting the house, and they're like, no, we got stuff to say. We speaking for our generation and the younger ones, and y'all gonna listen to us.
Straight firecrackers. They don't.
Well, go on home, Grandpa. Time to go set it down. Let these young folks take over. All right, y'all. So, how do y'all feel about dating? Like, what are some of y'all deal breakers, some of y'all must haves? How do y'all feel? I need to know this.
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I think I'm gonna go.
You gonna go? Okay.
A deal breaker is like just being a bum. Like, you don't got nothing going on. You just sit around, just smoke your life away, and you don't do nothing. Like, I don't care about the money. Like, have money, but like, don't have money and be a smoker. Like, it just be lazy. You feel me? And a must-haves, like, you gotta have some type of education, some type of degree, diploma, something. You just
please have a diploma.
Please have
please have a diploma. Can we start there?
Yeah, but relationships, I mean, dating, I don't, that topic is just traumatizing.
Oh God, you only won. Jeez, you traumatized already. Yeah. Oh, you got a long way to go.
I didn't
even
make the category. Yeah, it's
bad out here.
Oh, it's bad.
Is it?
It's bad. You could talk.
So, a little personal. I thought I was always like on a good track with dating. Like in high school, I dated a guy from 15 years old to 22. We broke up last year, but we're good friends. Very cordial. So that was cool. And then I started to, you know, venture out. I was like, okay, let me try dating again. Mm-hmm. Let's just say 2 heartbreaks in 6 months occurred.
Them situations.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, one was a relationship, one was a situationship, and it was very eye-opening. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, God, I don't know what's going on, but I'm gonna take this as a sign to just wait till I finish my master's. Mm. You know, work as a nurse and get my life together. Stability.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, you know, I'm going to focus on obtaining stability and then I'll try this dating thing again. But a lot of guys in our generation, it's bad. They, you know, they're like stuck on their ex, you know, don't know what they want.
That's most
some,
men.
Some just want to waste your time, unfortunately. You know, some commit to you and then drop you. And I'm like, oh, okay, that was kind of blindsided. So, yeah.
One thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But really? I need you to actually walk with Christ. Like, mm-hmm. that's one thing I ask from a man. Or not ask, but something I,
that's one of your must-haves.
Yeah, like, that's a must-have. I need you not to say, oh, I'm a man of God. I need you to be mm-hmm. actively walking with Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, and actually doing, you know, what the Bible is instructing us to do as followers of Christ. And education would be nice, you know, that would be nice. That would be nice. Not really big on the smoking. Mm-hmm. You know, I, being transparent, I don't anymore, but back in college, I had some friends who would smoke and they would ask me to try it. And every time, I couldn't. Like, I knew God called me apart. He right. set me apart real bad. Because I couldn't do it. And, you know, I'm a wine girly. Mm-hmm. I have a little glass of wine here and there. But yeah, I need that man to be rooted in Christ. That's it.
So y'all literally just sat here and explained the pee in the dating pool that people keep talking about.
It's so bad.
And you know,
a lot of men, there's also a lot of men hold you as placeholders. Oh, they'll hold you as a placeholder until something better comes along or something that they think is better comes along. And I heard this saying on TikTok, it's like the grass isn't greener on the other side, it's greener where you water it. And I feel like a lot of, not even men, but just people our age, everybody, they need to understand that you have to fertilize something for it to grow. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't just be like, oh, I don't want that no more when it gets brown. And now you want to go over here to the shiny green grass and that might be paint.
Yeah.
It might not even be real.
This is so unfortunate because this goes back to the whole illusion of options mm-hmm. because they mm-hmm. just think it's going to be something better. It's going to be something better. It's going to be something better. And I think that this happens a lot anyway, when you're young, you just don't, because you're so young, you just assume it's going to be something better. And which is funny because the men my age are always preaching about how we should have done these things when we were young. Like, we mm-hmm. should have been this type of person when we were young to get a husband and to do these things and not just focus on your career and not do, like, I'm like, but were you ready? Like, were our options ready? Like, I don't know. So I'm glad, like, just hearing this is like, maybe there is some, there definitely a disconnect when, with how we raise our girls versus how we raise our boys. And making sure that they just understand and respect what they have and what's in front of them. And being honest too, up front, like, why are we lying? If you want something,
exactly.
You want something else.
Yeah, it's like, it's bad, it's you know, so and bad. Trust is a big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, social media is an even bigger way. It creates more opportunity, mm-hmm. unfortunately, but I don't know.
Yeah. And upbringing has a lot to do with that too, though, because you have some guys that they're good guys, like they were raised in a certain way, and they have discipline and they understand what loyalty and stuff that looks like. Mm-hmm. But a lot of guys get influenced by other people and think that they're supposed to be a certain way, right. or they'll look mm-hmm. a certain way to their peers. So, mm-hmm. dang, y'all, I thought y'all was like, no, it's okay, we out here, we getting some good. Damn, no. Fellas, get it together. Get it together.
Yeah. I pray every night. I'm like, Lord, you know, I really want to be married by the time I was 30, but it's not looking too hot right now.
A long time.
Yeah. You got 7 years.
You got plenty of time. And I was just going to ask y'all what y'all views on marriage.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely want to be married.
I want to get married. I just don't want to wed.
I'm with you. I want to get married without a license, but go ahead. That's what you're saying about me. What?
I want to get married, but I don't want to have a wedding. Like, let's sign the papers and let's go
party. You want to do like a courthouse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like stuff courthouse? Like that.
Yeah.
I believe in marriage. I just, a lot of like me growing up, I saw a lot of divorces more than like people actually staying together in marriage. Yeah. And it's death row. So if I get married, like. You can't go nowhere.
Oh yeah, ain't no divorce.
Yeah,
divorce. That's we don't say that word. we gotta figure that out.
So, what is something that could happen in a marriage that might change your mind about that?
Cheating.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You think so? Do you think that? Because I hear this all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like this. Like, if you cheat on me, I'm done. And
it depends.
I think it can get complicated in some situations, especially when there's like kids involved, right. Or. But I always tell a guy, like, I do not tolerate that. If you want her, you go get her. Mm. And I will be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm with you on that. I've been in plenty of relationships where cheating happened. And I may not have left the first time. But if it's, oh, no, you a serial cheater, this is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And my advice is, if they cheat the first time, leave. Because they're probably going to do it again.
Yeah.
Y'all get mad at me all y'all want. I don't care in the comments. First red flag, and not people get mad when I say the first red flag, leave. Because if you look back on any relationship you've ever been in, whether it's with a guy or a friend, that first red flag, if you would have listened to it, you would have saved yourself a lot of heartache.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know I would have.
Do the cheating before we get married. Like, not like that, but like, before we get married and you want to do your own thing and talk to other people, do that. Because I'm not about to marry you and then you want to start doing you.
Yeah.
Backwards.
Yeah. I mean, I wish there was a foolproof way to just avoid all of this crap. It would just be easy if people were just honest.
Yes.
And don't do anything until you're ready to do it.
Exactly.
Don't let nobody persuade you to do it. Just do it when you're ready, and then you won't have to even.
People rush into stuff.
Y'all generation beef.
They rush into it.
I'm like, why y'all? Where you going? So, relax.
Yeah. Yeah.
Relax.
I'm just like, you know, be still. Like, I have a year and 5 months till I graduate. And yeah, it's hard. Well, it's not hard, but you know, I'll have to, you know, tell guys that, like, hey, I'm not looking for anything, and they'll get offended. And I'm like,
good.
Do you want me to be in a relationship and not ready? Like,
that ain't
you know, person. And it's not more of like an offense thing, but I'm just like not ready, especially after 2 and 6 months. Like,
Dang,
yeah.
That's me.
Right now. It's like you don't even want to try anymore. So yeah.
So what do you guys do? Like, what is your vetting process when you go and meet a guy? Like, what things are you doing to ensure that you're not, one, picking up the same type of guy in a different body, and two, getting exactly what it is that you want without the blind eyes, like hoping that he'll be something? What do you like? What's your vetting process like?
I let him know up front, like what I want, like what I need. Or whatever, but when I do tell a guy I'm not looking for nothing, I just want to be cool or whatever, that some way I always wind up catching feelings in some way. I don't know.
You said that you're telling them what you want. What are you asking them about what them? Because you're telling them everything
like
they want.
Questions I'm asking.
Yeah, you telling them, so of course they're going to change to whatever it is you're saying you want. What are you asking them that you need from them to vet them out to make sure they are what you need? And watching to see if they are what you need.
They don't say nothing.
That's the problem.
They don't say nothing.
Don't ever talk to a guy that don't talk to you. Like, that's not talking. Because he's just listening to whatever you're saying and he's going to use it against you. Mm-hmm. A man that really wants you, first of all, he's going to have a list of shit that he needs from you. It may not be a real list, y'all. I'm just saying it proverbially. Because I know y'all. He may have something. He know what kind of wife he want. He know what she got to have. He gonna let you know what it is and if you qualify for that. If he just sitting there letting you talk, get rid of him. Get rid of him. He just waiting you out.
That's a good question. I look at what he's saying. I look at how he treats me. I pay attention to his attentiveness. I pay attention to every detail. And you know, there's a new word. It's called an ick.
Oh,
you know what an ick is?
Oh, sound like something gross.
I heard of the ick.
Yeah, it's like when a person does something that you don't like, and it automatically just turns you off. And now you can't. Yeah. So I get icks very easily now because I'm just too. Like, if a guy, I'm trying to think of an example. Oh, if he doesn't open the door for me, ick.
Oh yeah.
If he doesn't walk on the outside when we're walking on the street, ick. Cause what are you doing?
Now, what if nobody trained him to do that? What if he don't
see
know?
and that's the problem. A lot of guys were not taught how to treat a lady.
A lot of them.
A lot. Most and of them. I'm scrolling on TikTok all the time. There was a guy, he literally posted a video of how to properly, you know, take a woman on a date. Mm. And it got a lot of backlash. I wish they were saying
bad things about it.
Yeah, because for some odd reason, we're getting to a stage where they don't really want to be the hunters anymore. They kind of want the chase back, and we're not chasing men.
And
you know, I feel like a man shouldn't have to chase a woman either.
Nope,
it needs to be, yeah, it needs to be equal. Because if you have to chase her,
she running.
Yeah, leave her alone. we shouldn't have to. Burn. Nobody should be chasing anybody. Yeah. But definitely not gonna chase a man.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Yeah, I've heard just a lot of men wanting to be taking on like feminine qualities, like asking their girl for money, as like trying to, you know, just asking. And I'm now the 50-50 conversation, that's been a big thing.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. She about to stir it up. Oh,
yeah. I'm known for this. I'm a peacemaker, but I bring up stuff. But the 50-50, I personally, me, if he gets the mortgage, I got the groceries and you know, the utilities and all the water, gas. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty equal. But you know, a lot of men really push for it, and it kind of goes all onto the woman sometimes. And I know, like, I would I'm okay with being there for your significant other when he's down or when she's down.
Yeah.
But the 50-50 conversation, it gets very, very heated.
Yes.
Can I say something?
Oh, go ahead.
So I had this conversation a bunch of times. I feel like 50-50, I believe in 50-50, but I also believe in, like, if he don't have it, I got it. But at the same time, when I don't have it, you need to make sure you got it too, because I don't want to be the main one just providing. Yeah. You're not providing nothing, like, at all. Like, I don't.
Of course, that conversation always get things riled up. I think, you know, 50-50 is a customized conversation. Mm-hmm. If whatever works for your family, that's what it should be. Like,
right.
Nobody should be telling anybody else what they should or shouldn't do. And whatever worked for y'all, whatever season y'all in, that's what it is. Like, and if it's something that's a deal breaker, it's just a deal breaker for you. And find the person that matches your ideology of that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. Because every relationship is different. Absolutely. I mean, if the man wants to provide everything, there you go. If they want to go 50-50, let them go. If the lady wants to provide, then that's just that. It's
I don't even know how we got to such a,
I know,
that conversation has gone so crazy. I'm like, dang, y'all just do what worked for you.
Yeah,
it's
really
simple.
Yeah, there shouldn't really be a conversation. Just
no, it's like, first of all, why y'all in my business anyway? but Mimi, you said you don't want a guy that's gonna put it all on you. It should never get to that, because remember, your deal breaker is what? A bum.
Oh yeah.
So we ain't even gonna have that.
Cause I ain't got time for that.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No. So what do y'all think about or how do y'all feel about becoming a mom?
I am.
You can go first.
Sorry.
No, you can.
We need to take turns for real.
You go first. You got it.
Okay.
I feel like I'm scared. Like, if I ever become a mom, I'm gonna be scared.
Of
only
what?
Of becoming a mom. Like, actually, like, I gotta be like for the rest of your life.
I feel the same. It's like, I want kids,
but
you're responsible for a whole person, like a whole person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I gotta make sure, I gotta register in school. I gotta take you to doctor's appointment.
Y'all think about all of that?
Yes, I be thinking.
That's good. That's actually good.
I be thinking, and it's like, okay, Pampers, okay, formula, okay. Like, I be really thinking. I'm like, dang, I don't know, man.
That's good that y'all actually like process this stuff, because we ain't doing that. We just was having babies. Like, motherfucker.
I do want kids though. I do. I want 8
you
want? Kids.
8? You just told me you were scared and now you're talking about you want 8?
I want
big families are cute.
Yeah, I come from a big heavens. Family, so I want 8 kids.
Only you gonna need 10 jobs.
No, I already have it planned out.
In this economy?
I'm gonna be financially stable. And that's my promise.
Financially, you're gonna be mentally gone with 8 kids. Are you crazy? Hold on, Mimi. Hold on, let me get you together over here. Hold on. I gotta sit up.
Oh my gosh.
Golly, that's a lot of kids in the 2020 somethings.
I got 9 siblings.
That was back in the day.
Well,
you just said back in the day. Now it's gotta have 3-4 income. Like, whoa, child, that's a lot of babies.
That is. But if I don't have 8, I'll just have, like, you know, 3.
That's so drastic. 8 to 3. And you want 4?
I want 2 to 4. 2 to 4.
I can see you with that.
No, because listen, twins, they run in my family. Okay. And I'm like, you know, if I get twins, that'll be really cute. Yes. That'll be really cute. But I will say I'm scared to become a mom too. Because I'm so used to like getting up and going. Mm. If I want to do something, oh, throw on some clothes, wash my face, brush my teeth, get up and go. No, with a baby, you gotta get them ready, get you ready. Then if they spit up, you gotta get them ready again. You gotta pack the diaper bag, gotta pack your purse. And it's you got to put them in the car seat, take the car seat out. It's just,
it's a lot.
Yeah. And a lot. But I do feel like social media glamorizes motherhood. Mm. I've seen some real videos, but I feel like it's glamorized, you know, absolutely. With the matching outfits and the mommy and me classes.
That highlight reel.
Yeah.
30 seconds of somebody's life.
Yeah. And it's adorable. It's adorable, but
they don't talk about the sleepless night.
Yeah,
the sleep deprivation where you just think you're going crazy because you ain't got no sleep.
Yeah, mm-mm. You got this, you know, cute little baby. But I can wait a couple years. Yeah. I can. Yeah,
I think 30 is a great age to have a baby. I think like that's the perfect time.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards that a little.
Yeah,
maybe 27, 28 right now. But you know, if he doesn't,
but you said you're not getting married till you're 30.
Oh no! Oh no! If it comes before that, then I want to be married by 30.
So you want to have a baby before you get married?
No.
Oh, so you're saying if you get married before the 30?
Get married like 26, 27, you know, have one maybe 28. Okay. Because, you know, I don't.
That's a good plan.
That's what I want to.
Yeah.
That's
just a good plan. Definitely marriage first. Kid. Okay. Because I can't.
I want that marriage first, then kid. But sometimes it don't be working like that.
It can. It's very, you know how to make a baby, right?
Yeah.
You know how to not make one too, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, told you I got all this information. You got to use it. Yeah. Definitely be married first. It helps to have somebody there helping you. Mm-hmm. I promise you it does. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that y'all do want to get married first and then baby, because I keep hearing these chicks out here talking about they don't care about marriage. They just want this baby. And I'm like,
being a baby mom is not a flex.
It's not a flex at all.
Not a flex.
I just read a comment today how this woman, she said all she wanted was kids. She didn't want the man or the marriage. And I was like,
no, the man don't want you.
I was like, ma'am.
That's why you ain't got one.
And then someone said something about the men not want her. And she was like, I can show you all 4 engagement rings. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because you bought them.
And I'm just, I don't know, like, I don't judge people, you know, but I feel like only wanting kids because you want them. Yeah,
so
like,
selfish.
That's kind of not how people have different beliefs, but that's just not how it's supposed to be.
It's not
how it's supposed to be. A kid should be raised in a two-parent household, stable income, mm-hmm. not just there because you wanted them. For yourself, to raise for yourself. You know, I agree.
That's what I don't know if y'all heard of the lady named Ebony K. Williams. She's a judge, lawyer. She went viral because they asked her about, will she date a truck driver? And she said no. But she's going through that journey now. I don't know if she had a baby or not, but she did she's not married. She's not even in a relationship, but her clock was ticking. So she got pregnant.
No.
And so she's having a baby by herself. I'm like, that is so selfish.
It is.
So selfish.
What about the father figure in the household? Like
yeah, it's not about you.
You know, and
it's about the child.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw a statistic saying that kids were now, it's like up to 70% of kids being in a two-parent household, which is really good.
Yep.
But it needs to come up some more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I was growing up.
70%.
Oh, 70.
Really good.
When I was growing up, I think maybe two of my friends had dads in the house.
Wow.
And there was a whole lot of us. You know, probably only two. So yeah, y'all, one thing about y'all generation, like y'all are very mindful, intentional about having a baby. Like y'all like, no, I'm outside. I got stuff to do. Mm-hmm. We was just reckless, child.
Because the development of the kid's brain, like it needs that two parent household. It just needs that mother and father figure.
Absolutely.
I agree with that. That's why some of us is how we are.
Yeah. That's why things are so, you know, a lot of us got mommy issues, daddy issues, you know. Daddy left us, mama left us. Now we have abandonment issues. We can't trust nobody.
Mm-hmm. That's why these relationships are a mess.
Yeah. And this is how we end up here. Like I was not knocking anybody again, but when you start to see more baby showers than weddings.
Oh, especially in this generation.
I see more baby showers, gender reveals than anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're cute, but we need to.
Yeah, because I think social media is glorifying the baby mama stigma.
Yeah.
So a lot of these celebrities aren't married. They just having all these lavish events with the babies and the baby daddies. And it's just like, come on, y'all.
Yeah, like even the situation with like the girl and the basketball player, PJ Washington, Brittany Renner.
Oh, God.
And how she was getting, I don't know, I don't want to missay or you know say anything that's not correct, but I think she was getting $40 million a year.
Oh, from
PJ.
She was getting a lot of money.
$40 million. I was like $40 million a year.
She was getting a lot of money from. I'm not sure the exact number, but I know she was getting.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was a lot. Maybe it wasn't. It was probably something else. But yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's their meal ticket now.
Yeah.
Find them a rich guy, living have a baby with them.
And, yeah. And $40 million a year, you're set. You're set for.
For generations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you don't have to work. You literally don't have to work.
No. So what is some of the best advice y'all have ever received?
Here you go.
I'm not gonna say to be selfish because that's not the words they use, but to like self-love, to worry about yourself, know your worth. And don't settle for less.
Mm. See that's your daddy. That's your daddy. I already know that.
Literally installed that in my head. Yep.
Good job. See, dads are so important.
Mm-hmm. They are.
What about you?
Best advice I've gotten is to love on others as much as you can. You know, take care of yourself. Please take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, eat right, exercise. You know, because thing with the vapes, you know, a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming for you. Mm-hmm. No, I see it in the hot. I see. You see how controversial I am? I hate this about myself.
She's stirring the pot, y'all. She knows.
No, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Like I had a patient, his lung collapsed, and he had to be on a ventilator, and there were a lot of things going around with like young people being on ventilators, you know, from vaping. Now we're in a world where people are able to do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. Like I love my wine. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have my wine.
Right.
You know, people vape, they're going to vape, you know, and that's different strokes for different folks, like I said. but individuals have to realize what certain things are doing to them. Yeah. Like wine for me, I'm not saying I would get addicted, but that's people get addicted to wine.
Absolutely.
For sure. There's bad in everything.
Absolutely.
So even food, gluttony. You know, people can.
There's a lot of gluttonousness going around.
So it just, you know, yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I agree with that. I like that.
Yeah, just love on others and take care of yourself.
Yeah.
That's it.
Please love on other people.
Too. Yeah.
Because we are in such a selfish world right now. It's me. Not you, me. I mean, it's literally social media has given everybody a platform, everybody a stage. So it was look at me all the time. It's like, okay, do y'all think about anybody else?
Right.
Yeah.
Love on people. You know, folks leaving out here quickly. So you never know when it's going to be the last time you see somebody. So love on them.
Yeah.
And you never know what people are going through either.
Right.
So, that too. Yeah, like just show grace.
When I'm at work, I try to be nice to people. When I'm out in public, I try to say, hey, I'm getting more like my daddy every day. You know my daddy.
Oh, he's Lord. He's going to talk to everybody.
I'm starting to get like that. I'm going to talk to people at gas stations. Like, what's going on?
You can't be DNA,
why
baby.
Am I so social? No.
He's
going to
talk to everybody.
Y'all just be talking to a lady about planting flowers. And I'm like, oh, I kind of like this.
That's right. So I got one more question for y'all. I ask everybody to come on my show the same question. What advice... Well, what would you tell 15-year-old you? 15-year-old you. It wasn't that long ago for you,
I
baby.
Know.
Tell me what you would have said. What you would have said.
Oh, see.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay. I would have told my 15-year-old self to stop worrying about what other people think or say.
Mm.
I was at middle school, high school, I tried to morph myself into what people wanted. College, I threw all that out the window. I was like, yeah, I'm going to get on the gospel choir. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, you know, be a RA. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I was doing things for myself. But when I was a teenager, I was definitely doing things for others.
Mm.
And I don't like that about myself, or I didn't like that about me. So I would have just told myself to be you.
Right.
Because there's only one you.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can duplicate it.
Good. That's great advice.
The world needs variety. So
yes.
I would tell my 15-year-old self, we didn't let depression win. Mm-hmm. He's still here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And start like caring about yourself more. Mm-hmm. Like, because I'm so worried about everybody else. If they good, do they need it? You gotta worry about yourself in this world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's okay to care, but like all you got is you. Real, all you guys, you.
Yeah, and you can't help anybody else if you're not good.
So. Mm-hmm. Yep. Exactly.
That's good. One thing my dad told me.
Yep.
How you gonna love anybody if you don't love yourself?
It's impossible. It's impossible. Look, y'all, listen. Let me tell y'all. Y'all were amazing. Y'all came on this show and really opened up, and I appreciate that because they keep saying y'all don't talk, y'all don't say nothing. All y'all do is be on y'all phone. Y'all don't have conversations. So y'all proved them wrong. Y'all dispelled some rumors and some whatever that's been going around about y'all generation. So that's good. I didn't want there to be any bad representation on this show. And I think things turned out the way they were supposed to turn out today. Mm-hmm. The people that were supposed to be here today were here today.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate y'all. And we will see y'all again on August 7th when we bring you and the guys together.
Ooh, oh, boy.
That is so,
the guys will be here next Wednesday. So I get to talk to them. Lord help me, y'all. Jesus.
I'm gonna be back.
Yeah. So on August 7th, y'all will be back with the guys. We're gonna bring it together and just try to bridge the gap between the male and female Gen Zers to see where this disconnect is coming from and maybe come to some common ground and get some out to the people. Maybe the masses will hear it and talk about it and start implementing some of the things that we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So this is the part of the show where I let y'all tell people how to follow y'all on social media, promote anything that you have going on. Let the people know. Y'all can look in that camera. That's your camera. Whoever want to go first, it's your floor.
You want me to go?
You could go.
Okay. well, on Instagram, I guess, my tag is Anela, AnelaAMoniseE. You can follow me on there. And then I also want to shout out my church, Sanctuary of Life Outreach Center. My dad is introducing a Jesus Revolution for younger people to come to Christ. Address is 1071 Finley Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina 29730. So,
Pastor CT Kirk.
So,
Pastor CT Kirk.
If you're a young person, please come and join us on Sundays at 11 o'clock.
Good job. What you got, me? That's your camera.
On Instagram, my name is 2.rawmimi_, and I also have a YouTube channel. It's called Mimi World _. You can go on my Instagram and you can find my YouTube from there. And just tune in. I got vlogs coming for you guys.
Okay.
You don't want to shout out your daddy food truck?
Let me just not talk about that.
It's okay. I was looking in the wrong camera, so you're fine.
Shout out to my dad's Gouda's Kitchen 7 on Instagram. Signature Fries. That's the food truck we be around Charlotte everywhere. Best fries you will ever get.
Facts.
Hands down.
Major
everything
facts.
Everything is homemade. Aww. So come through, hit them up. Tell me you want some fries.
Shout out to Gouda. Listen, y'all know who I am. I am Didi Leggett, aka The Core Queen, and I help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape without starving themselves or spending hours a day in the gym. So if you're trying to unbig your back, I'm your girl. I'll help you out. I'll get you where you need to go. Y'all holler at your girl. I need y'all to do me a favor. Hit that notification bell on YouTube. Comment on the video, like the video, and share it with your friends and family. Let them know about the Core Queen podcast. Y'all, we are blowing up. We got a lot of major stuff going on and coming up. So keep your notifications on. And if you are a podcaster, a content creator, any type of person that needs some space to create some content, I'm your girl. At the Core Queen Podcast Studios, we have rental space here for you. 4101 Stuart Andrew Boulevard, Suite F in Charlotte, North Carolina. Check us out, corequeenpodcaststudio.com. Rent the space, book the space. Come in here and create some content. We got everything you need. We will be back next Wednesday with the young adult male panel, Zoomers, the Gen Zers. We're going to talk to the guys, see what they got to say. And y'all, please tune in next week, Wednesday, July 31st, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Right here, same place, same face. I'll see y'all next time. We out.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.